some high-flying airline connections.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We got word today that British Airways and Spain's Iberia Air are getting together. That marriage would create the world's third biggest airline. Meantime, here at home, there's further indication United Airlines and U.S. Airways are talking about tying the knot as well. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us live this morning from New York with the latest. Good morning, Amy.
Morning.
So what's driving all of these airline mergers?
Well, analysts say there are just too many seats out there and not enough people flying. The industry has lost $50 billion in the last decade, $11 billion just last year. And joining forces is one way to cut costs. United and U.S. Airways are also looking to compete with the newly merged Delta Northwest, which is now the world's largest airline.
What would another merger, Amy, what would it mean for passengers? Are we going to end up paying more to fly?
Well, less competition can mean higher fares, but I spoke this morning with Mark Pilling, who edits Airline Business Magazine, and he doesn't think that's a big worry.
There's still a lot of competition in this market, and I think that there will always be the case. Yeah, there are certain routes that would suffer, you know, inevitably, but this is what regulators are for. They're meant to look at these things and see, you know, what remedies might be put in place.
And if this merger were to happen, of course, antitrust regulators would have to sign off on it.
And haven't they talked about this, United and U.S. Airways? They've talked about merger before. How likely is this to happen?
Well, they have, and it hasn't worked out. But again, sources say these are just early talks and could fall apart, and they may be looking for other suitors as well.
Marketplace's Amy Scott with us from our New York studio. Amy, thanks.
You're welcome.
We mentioned British Airways and Iberia, a couple of other things out of Europe today. The central bank there is likely to keep its main interest rate steady at 1%. And retail sales in Europe fell more than expected in February, indicating weak demand and a still fragile economy. European stocks are down more than 1% at the moment. Asian shares closed lower today, too, an average of 1%. A lot of folks cautious about whether the global economic recovery is sustainable. Wall Street yesterday, stocks slipped as well. The Dow keeps moving back from that 11,000 mark, ending the day down 72 points at 10,897. Kentucky Fried Chicken's gotten into a bucket of trouble over its paper packaging. Environmentalists are accusing the fast food outlet of helping to destroy southern forests here in the United States. From the Sustainability Desk, here's Marketplace's Sarah Gardner.
A southern conservation group called the Dogwood Alliance says it's tried to meet with KFC over where it gets its paper products, but to no avail. So today it's turning up the heat with a national media campaign dubbed Kentucky Fried Forests. Dogwood's even using an image of the colonel brandishing a chainsaw.
KFC's paper packaging for their buckets, napkins, bags, cups, it's all coming from destroyed forests.
That's Dogwood's Dana Smith. Her group wants KFC to stop getting their paper from pine plantations in clear-cut forests. Dogwood launched a similar campaign against Staples in 2000 and succeeded. Fast food analyst Darren Tristano at Technomic expects KFC will reconsider its paper sourcing and recycled content.
However, in this economy, we're very much looking at how to save costs, not exactly looking at how to improve the environment.
KFC declined to comment on tape, but its website says much of its paper products come from forests certified by the Sustainable Forestry Initiative, a standard some conservationists consider too lax. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Citrix, offering Go to My PC, providing remote access to a Mac or a PC from anywhere. More at gotomypc.com/market. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong.
Tiger Woods steps back onto the links today for the first time since his adultery scandal broke. It's the Masters Tournament in Augusta, Georgia. Reporter Nancy Fargali takes a look at whether Woods' return can get the business of golf out of the rough.
Tiger's return should boost TV ratings for the Masters by double digits. Sponsors are happy, and so is the PGA, for now anyway. Bob Dorfman is the author of the Sports Marketer Scouting Report. He says the scandal should make the PGA realize it can't only rely on Tiger Woods to promote professional golf.
It's very difficult for them to do otherwise, given the success and popularity of Tiger Woods.
Case in point, prize money for golfers has increased by more than 100% since Woods joined the tour. Other golfers probably won't ever have the same pull, but Dorfman says the tour needs to promote other players.
They learn that they can't put all their eggs in one basket.
And Woods' return can't fix an emerging financial problem for the PGA, the drop in sponsors because of the recession. The usual companies that support PGA events, like automakers and financial services firms, have cut their underwriting budgets. This year, 10 sponsorship deals are set to expire for the PGA.
The economic downturn obviously has hurt a lot of their sponsorship opportunities. I know they're talking about, you know, even opening up sponsorships to distillers and possibly gambling, you know, casinos. So it may be a little bit more wide open.
Already, the PGA is looking to expand its brand overseas with tournaments in Europe and Asia. I'm Nancy Fergali for Marketplace.
And finally, for those germaphobes a bit leery of using the public restroom, a Florida company presents the Sanador. The LA Times reports the pricey $1,300 gadget actually will open the bathroom door with a simple wave in front of an electronic eye. No door handle touching required. Sanador says besides being cleaner, it's greener. It'll reduce waste from those people who throw paper towels onto the floor after using them to touch that icky door handle. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online and share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.